My name is Ryan McCooch, and I'm a marketing and communications specialist at UDIM.
Ryan, the United Dairy Industry of Michigan has put together a new effort to work with college students to incorporate Gen Zs and their perspectives, some of that outreach. Can you talk about what this project was specifically here in Michigan and some of those results?
Absolutely. So we at UDIM partnered with Campus Commandos, a Gen Z-focused advertising group, specifically based on college campuses, to get into five different classrooms at three different universities, those being Western Michigan University, Grand Valley State, and Michigan State. And what we wanted to do there was go into capstone classes for advertising and marketing majors, and we were basically their client. They pitched us project deck, and what we wanted to hear from them was how to continue to keep dairy's message fresh and make it even more modern than ever. So we partnered with Campus Commandos, who has established connections with some of these college campuses, and we received some excellent presentations from each of these college groups.
This really is to hear from the Generation Zers, but also how to market to them when it comes to dairy. What were some of the ideas in those award-winning presentations?
We got some great ideas. We got plenty of great experiential marketing ideas. We had one idea that I thought was very unique was sort of a food truck around Michigan, where we would have it in this presentation, or this proposal rather, gotten a food truck, rented a food truck, and taken it to six or seven of the bigger cities in Michigan all over the state, touting different dairy goods, whether that's mac and cheese, different flavors of milk, that sort of thing. And another one that we thought was very fun and unique, and actually was one of the ideas for the winning, ultimately the group that won, was a grandma's house idea, where to play into that nostalgia that sometimes milk and ice cream can give Gen Z, we wanted to have actors portray a grandma and a grandpa, and we would build up a sort of a structure that would look like grandma's house with all different cookies and milk, and really base it around college campuses when it's either welcome week, when people are in need of a little boost in getting into college and knowing where to go and having that comfort from home, or by finals week when you need that sort of break, that little rest and relaxation in between the strenuous classes and exams. So those are just two of the great ideas that we got from all different classes and the different marketing groups, rather.
Moving forward, obviously it's a great experience for college students to have a marketing campaign for future job potential and get exposed to the dairy industry. How will some of these ideas be used? Will they be used?
So right now we're in the process of looking at all the ideas that we were presented and trying to figure out which ones make sense for us to do in the immediate future, which ones need a little more building out, which ones need scaling up, which ones could be scaled down a bit. And right now we're in conversations internally and with Campus Commandos as to which ones will be carried out throughout the calendar year and beyond.
Moving ahead of this year, what's the partnership going to be moving forward, continuing to work with college campuses and some of their ideas, or even, you know, having some of these as events on campus?
Yes to both. We are looking into having some of the proposed ideas as events on campus, and we are trying to figure out which could make sense to do in this calendar year or at the start of next school year. And we are also looking to continue this specific activation with Campus Commandos. We're trying to look into various different fields. We haven't settled on one just yet, but we are trying to do something even more outside the box from advertising and marketing. That one went so well, but we have so many great ideas that we want to execute on. So we're trying to continue to look and broaden our spectrum of view in terms of interacting with Gen Z on this collegiate level.
Are there other areas of this project you'd want to highlight?
Yes, I think that one of the things I just really want to emphasize is how much buy-in we received from the entire UDIM team. Everyone seemed to really enjoy it. We had them in classrooms. We were able to be with this class for the entire semester. So we had many opportunities to show them a virtual farm tour and have Jeremy from our industry relations team come out. We had several UDIM team members at every single final presentation showcase. So we had plenty of judges there to be able to give their thoughts and their feelings about these projects. So it was truly a team effort. And I know that the team was really excited about what we saw.
In the year ahead for 2023, what other projects are on the forefront that you'd like to wrap us up with? Maybe last comments for today.
Absolutely. So we have so many great upcoming in-person events, not just from this Campus Commando Showcase. We've got a Mac and Cheese Fest coming up in the summer in Grand Rapids. We still have some outstanding partnership games with various partner organizations, both at the university athletic level and at the professional sport level. And we're just very excited to get into the community and continue to reach out to those key demographics of Gen Zers and millennial families and building that trust and showing them that Derry is there for them.